I want to talk about one of my favorite brands and a tequila that they have that doesn't get talked about enough. It is their Supremo. And I think it doesn't get talked about enough because it's not made or wasn't made at NOM 14. But to me, Supremo is a very flavorful, phenomenal tequila to drink. One, it's a high proof. I like high proofs. Two, it is Tejona crushed. Three, wild fermentation. Just spontaneous. Made at NOM 1137. La Cofradía, that's right in the valley or the Valles of Tequila in the town of Tequila. And this one is all made with Valles agaves as well. So a little different than the other Siempre products that are all highlands. So this tequila is a story when Alex and Monica were some searching on their way of leaving their original distillery, NOM 1438, Casa Maestre. They were looking to do something special. And they met with the people that own La Cofradía, and they found there was an area of the distillery that had Tejona, had copper stills, had wild open fermentation that they really weren't using. So they asked them, hey, can we kind of experiment and see if we can make something here? And we'd like to bring our friend in, Sergio Cruz, to help make this. So they agreed their idea of creating a higher proof Tejona crushed tequila to create a little bit different flavor than what was in the original Siempre really came out fantastic to me. There's still a lot of these out there. Honestly, I don't know how many. I've never asked Alex if this is a product that's going to go away or if it's actually still in production. It's probably a question I need to ask him. So let's dive into the nose of Supremo. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it, but this one actually was fermented with the fibers in the tanks too. So open, spontaneous, no yeast added. With fibers. I always love a Blanco that has those fiber influencing it in fermentation. All right, let's dive into the nose of this one. Okay, you get a little bit of alcohol. This one's 54 ABV, 108 proof tequila. So you're going to get a little alcohol in that nose. The second nose, I get a lot more cooked agave with just a little bit of alcohol. And the third nose, I get some fruitiness. It's earthy. I get like a buttery smell. I get a little bit of minerality. This has got a lot going on. This is one of my go-to high-proof tequilas to drink. Let's dive into the taste of this one. So that fruit that I smelled turns into apple in the taste. I get a great cooked agave. I get a little bit of a grassy note and a little bit of a lemon note and a little bit of brininess as well. And as it goes into the finish, I start to pick up some honey. And then it turns into a nice long peppery finish. The agave is forefront. The finish just keeps on going. Now, second taste, I get a little bit of cherry and a little bit of melon that goes along with that apple. And then that pepper and the finish picked up quite a bit. Supremo, if you haven't had this along with the other Siempre tequilas, dude, this is a go-to. This is a great Tejona crushed high proof tequila. I believe is pretty widespread. We can buy it here in Indiana. So if we can get it here, you can get it anywhere. I do know they still have it available on the Siempre website. So check it out there. I do think it's coming in right around that $89 range, which is a great price for the heart's only Supremo cut, high proof, fantastic tequila that's made with the Tejona. Check it out. Supremo, Siempre, one of the best. If you've got a tequila that you want me to review here on the show, put it in the notes. If you're ever in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you want to sit down and have a tequila at my bar, you just put it in the message, DM me, whatever. We'll work that out when you're in town. I'd love to have you. Thanks for tuning in. Hit subscribe, like, share, all those wonderful things. Thanks. Have a great night.